The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
We prepare for Rosh Hashanah with David Hashem Oiri. Hashem should show us His ways. Shalom Avraham. We're already more than halfway there to Rosh Hashanah, halfway through Elul. And it's never too late. Every day is a new opportunity to take advantage of our preparations for Yom Ne'orim, bring ourselves into that beautiful world of Shifti V'Reis Hashem, living in Hashem's house, planet Earth, Hashem's planet Earth, that was specially made for us to be Ovid Hashem. Overcome all the obstacles in the way and appreciate all the wonderful thing Hashem does for us. So the next pasuk we are starting now is after David HaMelech said that he realizes that if he's with Hashem, he's protected. He doesn't have to be afraid of anything. And he wants Hashem always to have his shining face towards him. And even when he's not deserving, Hashem should never chas v'sholom turn away from him, because he knows that the only one he can really rely on is that Kodesh Baruch Hu, even more than his own parents. Hareini Hashem darkecho, unecheini ba'orech mishom. Hashem should teach me your ways. To learn Torah, we need special tzaddish. My people take it for granted that we can learn Torah. But there's something special about the Jewish brain that Hashem made it compatible to learn Torah. Only Jews can learn Torah the way we can. Revolver once said he met a big professor, a big genius, and he said, I understood all the ancient Mediterranean area books, except one, the Talmud. The Gemara, Torah Shebal Peh, is a special gift for Klal Yisrael, and we're the only ones that have the ability to really learn it properly. Why? Because Hamelamed Torah Lam Yisrael, like we say in Berachos HaTorah in the morning, Hashem is the one who teaches us the Torah. He gives us the ability. So, Reina Hashem Darkecho. Anochanami, I'm going to put in my effort also. I'm not waiting for Hashem to do it by himself. The Maisa, someone came to the Chazon Ish, a bocher. He wanted a bracha to learn all of Shas. So Chavetz Chaim asked him, do you want to know it with learning or without learning? Sometimes a person says, I want this and that. He doesn't want to put effort in. The bocher said, no, I'll put all my kodesh into it. And the Chazon Ish, everyone gave him a strong bracha. I know that person, it was zeicha to learn all of Shas in it. But those are the two things we need. To turn to Hashem, Harin Hashem Delkecha, whether it's our learning Torah, or it's our clarity of what's important in life. We also need that to ask from Hashem. Shiten anu v'piv das v'tvune. So we have to ask Hashem and we have to put in our effort. But we need to do both, that's what the Gemara says. One without the other doesn't work. So much confusion in our day and age, how much we have to be misspelled for ourselves and for our families. Hareinu Hashem darkecho. Show me your ways, the beautiful ways of Hashem, the ways of Torah mitzvahs, the ways of the Chasodim v'Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Emes of HaKodesh Baruch Hu. We shouldn't get
Kol HaLashon
distracted. There's so many distractions nowadays. You can go from your bedroom to the living room and get distracted on the way, never end up doing what you wanted to do. Malcolm explains like that also. Show me the path. I need a Moreh Derech because it's Torah puts up so many different obstacles in the way and confusions. A Derech is a larger road and a Oirech is a smaller path. the path of the Misha, those go straight for the righteous, is even smaller. Those special people that are always guiding themselves, making sure they don't go off from one side to the other side, after this Yitzhak, after the other Yitzhak. That's the David HaMelech was inspired to. I need you. I need your help. I need you to say the Shema to go completely on the right way. Harei, the Targum translates as Alfeini, Aluf, Iluf in Aramaic means to teach. And there's something interesting that in the Targum Chumash, when it talks about Hashem Miyasreko, Hashem gives us Yisurim, trying circumstances, when something, things that are painful, he translates Yisurim also as things, the same version of Iluf, teaching. And that's the goal of anything uncomfortable in my life, is just to teach us, to make us more aware how much we need to be in the hands of Hashem. That's the beauty of the Jewish way of looking at things. Shlomo Zalman once made a comment that he was in the hospital and he told the doctors he has so much Yisurim that he didn't know what he was talking about. He had terrible pain in his cheek. So finally he explained to them he has Kevin, they started helping him out. So that's the difference between the Jewish way of looking at things and the non-Jewish way. The non-Jewish way is something's uncomfortable, it's painful. We say pain, which means it's just painful, has no meaning. But yes, we call it Yisurim, means things that are teaching us, things that are waking us up, things that are guiding us to turn to Hashem, to Mispal Fakadosh Baruch Hu. Should be Zeicher. These days, we're getting closer and closer to Rosh Hashanah. How important our recognition, more and more, that every little facet of our life is Tohen Hashem, and then we have to damn to Hashem. Even for Ruchnis, we have to damn to Hashem to have to have the Shemaya. Don't think like for Gashmi, Ruchni, that's up to me. It's true, it's up to us, but together with that, we need Hareini Hashem Darkecha. Hashem should show us the way, teach us the way, open up our eyes to the way. Yes, Hashem, with that, Yisurim. Mechei B'Yish Misha, and put us on that straightforward path of those people that are kind of totally focused, always going on the right path. The Man Shoyer, so that we should overpower those that are looking at us in a negative fashion. And out to get us, which is kind of on the ikur of the Yetzer Hara, but even all the other Umas Oilim and other Koiches. If we go directly with Hashem, then not only the Yetzer will not have power over us, but no person, no nation will be able to overcome those who are so close and going to Misha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.